With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On the heels of Friday's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska, today President Trump will sit down with Ukrainian President Zelensky and others at the White House.
European and NATO leaders say they are joining Vladimir Zelensky in talks between the Ukrainian president and President Donald Trump. On Sunday in Brussels, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said there are conditions for any peace deal.
We must have strong security guarantees to protect both Ukraine and Europe's vital security interests. Ukraine must be able to uphold its sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
Von der Leyen says international borders cannot be changed by force. European leaders have been rallying around Zelensky after he was left out of Friday's Alaska summit between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'm Donna Water.
Secretary of State Rubio says while he can't reveal exactly what's been going on behind the scenes, both sides, he says, have been struggling with some hard decisions.
Even totalitarian governments have constituencies they have to respond to. People have to go back and defend these agreements that they make and figure out a way to explain them to people. So we need to create space for concessions to be made.
Rubio on ABC's This Week program. A suspect under arrest after three police officers were shot and wounded last night happened north of Salt Lake City in Fremont in Utah. Hurricane Erin has strengthened again. It's back up to a Category 4 storm, packing 130-mile-per-hour winds. It's been lashing Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with its outer bands. Could produce dangerous surf along the U.S. East Coast later in the week. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 66 points, NASDAQ futures 34 points in the red. This is SRN News. Amnesty International goes to bat for Christians in Libya.
The human rights organization says the recent trials of 11 believers were a sham and all of the defendants should be released immediately. The Christians were accused of varying infractions, including criticizing Islam and trying to spread the gospel. Amnesty says, quote, prosecutors denied defendants the right to have a lawyer. They also denied the defendants access to police reports. Libya is number 4 on Open Doors' annual list of the world's worst persecutors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule. Alexander Florian of the Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram, although less visible in the traditional mass media. The COVID pandemic amplified conspiracy theories that date back to the 19th century. This is SRN News. Health-conscious Americans are shunning alcohol in growing numbers.
The shift is driven by younger adults ages 18 to 34, of whom 66% say even one or two drinks a day is bad for your health. Even people who drink told pollsters they're drinking less. While moderate drinking was once thought to have benefits for heart health, recently researchers say there's overwhelming evidence that alcohol consumption leads to negative health outcomes and is a leading cause of cancer. The poll finds beer is still the top choice among men, while women were more likely to reach for a glass of wine. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Postal Service facing congressional attempts to strip billions in federal electric vehicle funding. Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she's going ahead with a bill that would rescind what's left of $3 billion in federal funding for EV purchases by the post office. On Wall Street, the S&P futures down 9 points. More details, srnnews.com.